All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the past few weeks have been very, very wild, crazy, and interesting, to say the least, in the National Basketball Association. Now, of course, free agency really got kicked off on July 1st, and we've seen the free agency frenzy that has gone on over the last few weeks. And I know that some of these contracts are really overblown that some of these players are receiving, and that is due to the new television deal that is coming down the pike for the NBA. And you just have to ask yourselves, so some of these teams really going to regret it. You look at what the Memphis Grizzlies did in order to retain the services of point guard Mike Conley Jr. by signing him to a five-year deal for $130 million. And once you break down the numbers, Conley is getting pay that is equivalent to the likes of LeBron James and Kevin Durant. And you just have to ask yourself, is Mike Conley on their level? Absolutely not. You look at the Atlanta Hawks that went out there and signed free agent center Dwight Howard to a three-year contract that totals over $70 million. And Howard has been a premier player in the NBA, but he is no longer that guy. And it's going to be interesting to see how he plays out now in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. One of the most mind-boggling contracts that we've seen this summer has been what the Los Angeles Lakers gave center Timofey Mozgov. He signed a four-year deal worth $64 million. That is correct. And it's a situation, you look at a guy like Mozgov, he has not even averaged 10 points and 10 rebounds for his entire NBA career. And his greatest claims to fame, his two greatest claims to fame in the NBA, were getting dunked on by Blake Griffin when he was a member of the New York Knicks. And then, of course, being a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers championship team last month. Joakim Noah got 4 years, $72 million from the New York Knicks. And to me, they're paying for services previously rendered, because Joakim Noah is not the player that he once was. If this was a situation 5 years ago where the Knicks were bringing in somebody the likes of Joakim Noah, I think it would be tremendous. Chandler Parsons and his bad knee got 5 years, $94 million from the New Orleans, from the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's going to be interesting to see how he's able to hold up this year. You look at the Golden State Warriors, they did sign Kevin Durant to a two-year, $53.5 million deal. And in doing so, they allowed Harrison Barnes to go to the Dallas Mavericks, and he got $94 million over the next 4 years. And don't get me wrong, Harrison Barnes is an up-and-coming player, and I know he had gotten some flack the past few years out in Golden State. And I tell a lot of people that if Barnes were on a team where he was more of the go-to guy, he does have the ability to average 17 or 18 points per game in this league, but he's still not a $94 million guy. And to me, I really think the most egregious one has to be Hassan Whiteside getting his big-time payday from the Miami Heat. And this is a guy that's going to get well over $20 million a year right now. He got a max contract, but he is not a max player. He is still very raw. And on top of that, he is not a leader. You saw what happened last year where he would clash with the likes of Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, who were the leaders on that Miami Heat team. And it's a situation, you look at it right now, I think this is a move that Pat Riley could eventually regret sooner rather than later. Now, Whiteside getting that big deal paved the way for Dwayne Wade to leave the Miami Heat and join the Chicago Bulls. And Wade and the Heat's front office, they've been at an impasse over the past few years as far as the money that he wants to receive. Of course, Wade right now is a 34-year-old player. He does not have the ability that he once did. And he and the Heat were about $7 million apart on a new contract. The Heat were willing to offer him $40 million over the next 2 years. He was seeking $50, and he settled for $47 to go to his hometown of Chicago and join the Bulls. But it's a situation right here. You're seeing the money going around fast and furious. It's been very interesting, to say the least. But all I have to say is, what is going to happen when the superstars, the top quality players, come in with their hand out for and looking for a new contract? Because again, you have a guy like John Wall, who signed his contract a few years ago with the Washington Wizards. He's getting $18 million a year. But then last summer, a guy like Reggie Jackson signed a five-year, $90 million extension with the Detroit Pistons. And in no way, shape, or form is Reggie Jackson on the same level of John Wall as far as his point guard and playmaking ability. Then you also look at a guy like Steph Curry, who is still only getting $11 million. And I say only compared to the contracts that some of these reserve players and role players are getting right now in the NBA. And it's a situation where you're talking about Curry, like him or not, he is the two-time reigning NBA MVP. So I think this situation is going to cause a problem for the NBA somewhere down the road. And hopefully for their sake with this new TV deal, they are able to compensate their superstars in the same fashion that we have seen the role players being compensated over the past few weeks. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.